Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
What is identity politics? It's this temptation to divide us up into different groups, whether that be based on race or gender or some other category, and then pit those groups against each other and compete for power accordingly. The way America should be is that the only colors that matter are red, white, and blue, and that we compete according to our competency, that we compete according to a meritocracy, which is really a fundamental element of the military. And if you take that away from the military, then the general is absolutely right. The military will eventually fail, and our country at large will fail.
So, Representative Dan Crenshaw there, really, I really enjoy listening to him talk.
Like the guy a lot.
I feel like he's, at least at this point, not yet, you know, quote unquote, one of them. He still feels like one of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy listening to what he has to say. And his pointing out the identity politics of our time right now, I think is really important. Let's get to our guest. Pfeiffer in studio with us, St. John the Philosopher on YouTube. We're going to talk a little bit about YouTube, just like how people use it, because I don't think a lot of people really understand it. I just got into YouTube channels and YouTube content last year when I was going to Disney World, because I'd never been to Disney World before and I didn't know where to start. So I turned to YouTube, and it has served me really well, and I've really gotten into it. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. More about your YouTube channel. But we've discussed identity politics a little bit throughout the course of the day. And Katie and I were talking in the 12 o'clock hour about the idea of being a female. And if somebody's going to put you in a job because they need some ladies, where's we'll take you. You're a lady. I mean, that's by no means the way I ever want to get a job.
No, it isn't. And really what that kind of thing does, being the diversity hire is never a good look. Because first of all, your tendency is going to be to get somebody who isn't quite the right fit for that position, and it usually happens that way. And then the other part of it is that if you do happen to be from a particular identity group and you are the good fit, you otherwise would have been the pick. Now there's always that cloud kind of hanging over you. Oh, you're the diversity pick.
Yeah, and like among your colleagues,
yes,
potentially
exactly.
Even. Is this, you know, the idea of affirmative action or the idea of, what we hear from the Democrats on a regular basis now? They're talking all about inequality and with the idea, the promise that, like, if you elect them, equality is just going to happen.
Oh, it's magical.
It's just going to exist. I mean, I know how I feel about that. I know that I've worked hard for everything that I have, and I feel like I've gotten where I've gotten because of that hard work. But do you think that more Americans are interested in equality the way the Democrats want to make it seem, or the actual idea of we just all want to be treated for who we are individually?
I think most people kind of in theory go with the equality of opportunity idea. You know, in their individual situations and their life, you're like, hey, you know, I just want a chance is really, you know, what most people say about themselves or in their situations. But the human tendency, I guess, the human desire for stuff, you know, that thing that the Bible tells us not to do, covet, it wants us to have equality of outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where the Democrats kind of get their philosophies. They say, well, we can make all of your outcomes equal.
And it's an unmakeable promise.
Exactly. The only government capable of creating equal outcomes is a tyrannical government that you do not want.
The outcome is something nobody wants.
And all those,
even if it's equal,
we're all going to be
sucks.
Equally on the bottom.
Yeah.
I've asked my Weekend Report co-host, Chris Harps, the same question. Gabe, I'd like to get your thoughts on it.
All right.
Along the same lines, we saw Beto O'Rourke this week, and we've seen other politicians do this. He, I think unprompted, talked about how he is coming to the understanding and working through the, you know, that he's had a lifetime of white privilege.
Oh, yes.
When you hear a politician say that line as a black man, do you, is your reaction like, hey, this guy gets it? I have a more positive feeling about this guy now because he understands, or are you insulted because of the, what I would say is obvious pandering, or what's your internal reaction when you hear a person like Beto say that?
Well, I think he better be careful or the light on his virtue signal is going to go out. So, because the thing is, that's all that really is. It's just
that we're going to copyright that right now.
Oh, I've got a graphic in mind. I'm going
to
make it. I'm going
to
make it.
Yeah. Make it happen.
But seriously, though, that type of talk, the whole concept of white privilege is kind of predicated on this, Oh, I'm so contrite at all of the good things that I've had in my life. You poor dear. Yeah. And they pat you on the head and say, I'll make it all better for you.
To me, it seems absolutely insulting because you're pandering to me and you think that I'm such an easy vote that all you have to do is say this line and now you got me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing is, the whole intersectionality, neo-politics of these days has kind of, I think it's not only infected the minds of our youngsters, but kind of the public at large. Mm-hmm. And they bought into that. So they hear that, or they see that virtue signal in the sky. and they come running. So there it is.
So when it comes to white privilege, I want you to weigh in on this because I'm trying to intellectually figure it out, and I'm trying to look at it from a perspective that isn't mine. So how would it feel to know the history of this country, to know your ancestors, what they were made to do, and to feel as though you haven't progressed as much because of that? Because I have these conversations with my husband because he's got a history degree and he teaches social studies. So I'm always like, so tell me exactly what happened. And these are lessons that I've learned. I've graduated all schools that I ever participated in. But then you hear him again, hear stories again as an adult. And you got, like, to me, I listen to, you know, how we got into the Civil War, how, you know, black Americans actually helped the Union win the Civil War because they fought and died. It's not, there isn't just this line that can be thrown out there that I hear. And if you don't know, you don't know. So it's kind of from a place of ignorance. But people are like, you know, white people fought and died just to free black people. Yes, that happened. But so did black people.
Yeah.
And they weren't free when they were doing it. Right. So, but when you think about the ability to pass wealth from generation to generation, and you know that there is an entire ethnic group of people who are not as advanced as white people, it's ignorant for us all, not as Republicans or Democrats or conservatives or liberals, to pretend that in 2019 that there's not going to be a disparity.
Right. Yeah. Clearly. And I think, you know, one of the good things to do, just from a standpoint of exploring your own ideology, is to steel man somebody else's argument. Right. Instead of straw man, where you turn their argument into the easiest thing to knock down, you steel man it. You make it the strongest it could possibly mm-hmm. be. Possibly be. And steel manning that argument would be, yes, there is a historical inequality that has led to the current condition of various people. And that is relevant to everyone's individual experience. So, okay. But at the same time, the suggestion that the remedy to that is to create an imbalance in the opposite direction to try and right the ship, you know, needs to be explored in and of itself, divorced from the origin of that.
So the way, like, mentally, when I'm thinking about this, I think we should all be equal. We should all be equal at, like, level zero.
To start.
That's where equality actually exists. I think that historically speaking in the United States that the black community isn't at zero. I feel as though at this point in time, they probably are collectively not quite at zero as far as being able to pass wealth from generation to generation and being able to be seen as equals, all politics aside, except for I think politics makes it so much worse. I think there is a disparity there, and I think that we need to do everything we can to lift those people up and give them opportunity and see that disparity that exists. However, the idea of white privilege to me the concept as a whole is to take white people away from level zero and put them at like a five. So what that ends up doing is if blacks are at a negative five culturally, and now we've elevated whites to a plus five, now the disparity is greater, where and it's inflamed, in my opinion, for political gain for people who can never make up the difference, and they actually don't want to, because the disparity keeps them in office. It keeps them with the power. So, you know, in my opinion, if the difference was a five when whites are at zero and blacks have been catching up from like a negative 500 and now we're up to wherever we are. These numbers are not scientific, people.
Yeah, please.
But if that is where the disparity is now, and we have made a ton of progress with all ethnicities participating in making that progress happen, even if they were to get to the zero, I feel as though there is a political party that's always going to make sure that that white privilege exists to purposely manipulate people into thinking that something is there that isn't. I don't know how you feel about that analogy.
Oh, definitely. Well, you can tell that people are disingenuous about the whole disparities thing or racial sensitivity thing in how they behave in the news or in the public or in the social media and things like that, where you know, when normal people come across a situation that's you know, disparate or you know, there's racial bias, something that's very clear, it's like, "Oh man, that stinks." You know, it's like, oh, I really hate to see that. But when the hucksters see it, they see an opportunity. They're smiling. They're cackling, basically, about it. It's like, see, this is exactly what I was talking. So the thing is, when you find something that you were looking for and you're happy to find it, you're not really against it.
Mm-hmm. So in your opinion, as somebody who's very successful and, you know, you're brilliant. You're, what does Tony call you, a rocket scientist? Because you are.
Because he is.
Because he is. And you're very confident in your political views that don't line up with what most people would, upon seeing you only, assume. Mm-hmm. And me too, being a millennial.
Well, except for this hat.
He's wearing a G.I. Joe jacket and an NRA hat. So now you know.
Yo, Joe.
Do you think there's a disparity? There is
a universal disparity that can be applied, you know, when we look at groups, right? But there's also individual disparities. And I think that's kind of what the problem is that if your political theory demands that you only look at groups, you're only ever going to see group disparities. But if your political theory looks at individuals, you can see individual issues, and you can address those. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. I was born with dad privilege. I had a dad in my house.
Yeah.
You know, I was born with Christian privilege because I think that in many ways formed my moral structure. So I wasn't out in the street doing things that I shouldn't have been doing in my early life to cripple myself in the future, like many of my friends and neighbors were. I had the genetic lottery IQ privilege. So I'm kind of a smart guy. So I managed to get into MIT. I got a frog in my throat. Ultimately, the thing is, every individual needs to take inventory of their individual privileges. And you put those together and you use those to excel in life.
Is there any of those privileges that you feel guilty for having?
Oh, not at all. Oh my gosh, no.
Love it.
Really? I mean, well, here, and listen to this. If my dad was a millionaire, and he told us this, he said if he was a millionaire, he would give us everything we wanted. He said, "I would spoil you kids rotten." That's what he said. So if my dad, by some circumstance, had managed to become a millionaire, and he gave me everything I wanted, why should I feel bad for what my dad worked to get?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, you know, if I were a million, you know, it's mm-hmm. what level I have achieved is something that I'm trying, you know, I've passed, you know, what benefits.
Proud of it.
So, yeah, I'm proud of what I got. Right.
Yeah.
So I've passed, you know, what benefits I could onto my child. She shouldn't feel, you know, disparaged or mm-hmm. or overprivileged because of those things. I worked for them and I gave them freely.
Should white people have any feelings of guilt for being white?
No.
Period.
Period. Dot. You see, you heard it here first.
Yeah. You don't even need to flesh that out.
I'm a rocket scientist.
Don't feel guilty.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. you should never feel guilty about the sins of people you've never even met, even if they are in your family.
Fantastic. Gabe Pfeiffer in studio with us right now, St. John the Philosopher on YouTube. And we're going to talk a little bit about how YouTube works. If you haven't delved into the world of YouTube content yet, and I'm not talking about like the videos you put on your phone to make your children and grandchildren shut up for a second. I mean, I don't do that, but I've heard of it happening. Tony does it all the time.
It's good for that, too, by the way. There are other things on there.
We'll talk about that with Gabe, who is a YouTube entrepreneur, and you will get to hear about that when we come back. And phone calls, 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We didn't have highlights today because Frank wasn't in. The Blues won, didn't they? Blues won yesterday? That happened, didn't it?
You asking? I'm going with it.
Yeah, they won.
They won 5-2. They beat the Red Wings.
If I can make Katie pee her pants a little bit, it's a good Friday.
It's a good day. It's a great day.
Just a little bit.
I want to talk about YouTube with you.
Yes.
So Tony and I have apart from this show, an obsession with Disney World. We both went to Disney World last year with our kids for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
we're both going back this year.
Yeah. We're both like, well, this is going to happen again.
Yes.
So, I sent Tony a Disney video from Disney Food Blog. Which is what I look at. Like, I subscribe to them on YouTube. This is how I've found everything YouTube. This is my test area here, and I sent it to Tony, and he's like, I watch Disney Food Blog all the time. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that, because we're both kind of embarrassed about it, so I guess we don't talk about it publicly. But Gabe has a YouTube channel.
Yes.
And basically, like, so for the ones that I subscribe to, it's basically you put up new content and then I get a notification that it's on there. How long are most of your videos?
Now, most of the videos are going to be about 10 minutes long. Some are a little longer, some a little shorter, but 10 minutes is usually what I go for.
It's not a big commitment.
No, you can do this.
Yeah. A
friend of mine was just saying,
you can do it.
A friend of mine was saying, I just binged like all of your videos.
Yes.
I've done it.
Yes. I was like, thanks.
I've done it. I've even though I've seen them all before, I have been working in the yard or doing stuff around the house and just let it roll. Put it on your channel and just let them all roll through, and I'm listening on my headphones, which is a good experience, but you should actually watch them if you can.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's some pretty good production value that Gabe uses.
Yeah. So the way it works is these videos get uploaded, and I am looking at St. John the Philosopher's YouTube channel right now. The thing for me, it's so exciting to find a new YouTube channel that I like.
Yes.
Like when you latch on to something, and it's kind of like podcasting because it can be super niche. And yes, I'm going to say niche. I'm not going to say niche because I'm not one of those people.
Because yeesh.
Yeah. But I mean, you get to start looking and you develop a trust with the people who run these YouTube channels. And you know, obviously, I trust you enough to have you come spend an hour with us on a Friday.
And I'm loving it.
How did you come about, like, what made you go, I have to get this off my chest somehow?
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, I kind of have a story similar to yours in that, you know, I started getting into YouTube videos not too long ago. And you just kind of go down the rabbit hole and you stumble across a YouTube channel that you really like, and you binge all their videos. Like, man, this is really good content. And you know, this, I should share this, and this is really good. And then on top of that, you know, kind of secondarily to mm-hmm. that is me having conversations with my wife. You know, I'm a relatively young empty nester here, but it's yeah. basically just me and my wife at home. And
you're like, I need to make
and I'm saying
somewhere.
Stuff, and she's like, yes, I know. Yes, I agree with you. Just, can you tell somebody else about this? So
I get it.
I get it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much when she's like, you know what? You should just do something. I get a blog or something, or I don't know, maybe a YouTube channel.
Yeah, so, I love it. So, and we have a YouTube
it's
channel.
So good.
Yeah, yes. And the station has one at FM News Talk 97.1. Mm-hmm. So you can go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We live stream every show here on the Annie Fry Show. The Mark Cox Morning Show does as well. And so you can follow along with us there and get notified when new videos get put up also, which is where Tony's been putting some content too. So I just think it's interesting. It's an interesting new media thing that when you don't get it, it's hard to like get into it.
Yeah.
I watch more YouTube than I watch television.
Mm-hmm.
I watch more YouTube channels like St. John the Philosopher than I do television shows. I feel like I get more information. I feel like I get better information. I feel like I get exactly the, if I'm not looking for entertainment or not information, I'm looking for entertainment. I feel like I get exactly mm-hmm. the entertainment that I want.
That's so much more up your alley, Tony, because you're like a long form interview type of person.
Yep.
You've said that multiple times. Like,
yep.
that's where you really
yep.
engage. Mm-hmm. And I think YouTube is that platform. You don't yeah. have a stop and a start.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You just go.
We were, this is a true story. 2 weekends ago, I was putting together, I was taking apart the crib and building the toddler bed in James' room. And my wife came into the room and she was going to give me a hand with part of it. And I was setting up my phone to listen to whatever I was going to listen to and I said to her, what do you want? Universal basic income or net neutrality? Because those are the two things that I had.
What did she choose?
And I found, she was like, shut up. And so
I'm the boss.
I literally put on a debate at some, I don't know what college it was. Some college had a debate about universal basic income that was 2 hours long.
Yep.
And I sat and listened to the whole thing while I put together. I freaking love that stuff.
It's amazing. It
yeah.
really is.
I just, YouTube's an interesting place to be, and there's something for everyone. And there's a lot of things for everyone.
Yes.
But I would encourage you to follow go subscribe to the station, FM News Talk 97.1 on YouTube, and also St. John the Philosopher. And you'll be very happy that you did, for sure. Do we have that post up yet, right?
We sure do, yep.
Are people commenting yet? So on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AnnieFryShow, yesterday we put up a poll. It had just shy of 1,000 votes. Should President Trump stop talking about John McCain? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I voted yes, he should stop.
And why?
And really the thing is, it's one thing to take to task things maybe he did when he was alive where it was, you know, that were problematic, that were against the administration, that things that were done in bad faith, things like that. That's valid criticism, and his death shouldn't have any bearing on that,
mm-hmm.
you know. But the thing is, Trump can't help but get personal with it. And basically, he only knows one way to punch back.
Yeah.
And so it's better in this case for him just not to punch at all.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you on that. And the other thing is, I don't really know that President Trump's discussion about it in public is going to change any outcome that exists.
No.
I think John McCain he has a legacy. It is a complicated legacy. Mm-hmm. And that's the way, honestly, I hope that most of our legacies are. I hope that it's not all good or all bad because we're more complicated individuals than that.
Mm-hmm.
But 60% of the people, 59, I guess, was the final number of almost 1,000 people said that he should move on.
Yeah.
Tony,
mm-hmm.
I don't know that you ever really weighed in on that. Should he stop talking about John McCain?
Yeah. No, I believe a lot like you do. I think that I agree with everything the president's saying. I think the president's right about why he's mad at John McCain and how McCain messed up the vote and kept Obamacare and all that. And I agree with all the issues that he has with him on policy. But you're just punching down at the you're arguing with, it's a one-sided argument. You just make yourself look bad.
Yes.
when you continue to have such issue with somebody who is gone now? It's like, knock it off. You might be right, but knock it off.
Yeah.
You're right, but you're an a-hole.
Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
You're right, Walter. You're not wrong. You're just an a-hole. You know, it's
exactly.
Yeah. It doesn't do him any good at all. He usually, when he normally goes after people and he gives them a name, Little Marco and, you know, Low Energy Jeb, he's usually doing it to belittle them in the court of public opinion and gain some type of political or public advantage over them. There's nothing to be gained here.
Exactly.
He's not in competition with John McCain anymore.
All right. When I Google Florida man December 22nd, Gabe.
Yes.
There's two that I have to read.
Oh, no.
Florida man calls 911 twice to complain about the small clams at the restaurant he was eating at.
They're not up to par.
The other one is Florida man.
The clams in this restaurant are too dang small.
The rent is too damn high. The other one is.
Did you say the rent is too damn high? Do you remember him?
Yeah, of course.
That's Jimmy McMillan.
That's a reference. That's a reference.
Jimmy McMillan.
Here's the other one. This is how you know things are bad. Florida man tried to pay for McDonald's with weed.
Oh, man. That's the wrong window, sir.
All right.
Did I tell you about the time I went to McDonald's and they offered to sell me a... No, this was here. They offered me a car stereo through the drive-thru window.
Wow.
Yeah.
We won't mention which McDonald's that was.
These are things that don't happen at Chick-fil-A.
Fact, especially on Sunday. When I come back, I'm going to read some of the Florida man comments that we're getting from the blog post on our Facebook page. We've shared it. Go check out the post on 971talk.com/Annie. And you can do that by checking our Facebook page. Google Florida man and your birthday, and then comment and tell us what your Florida man story is from your birthday. It's one of those viral trends that the kids are doing. So... we have to do it. Is that how peer pressure goes? Is that
yeah.
You must do it.
I triple dog dare you.
Well, if it's a triple dog dare, I drew the line at double dog dare, but this is just too much. So go do it. We'll read those when we come back, and Tony will throw in Annie, are you okay with at us here? In just a moment, stay tuned. More coming at you.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. So, a real quick March Madness update. With
March Madness
with Ryan, we wanted to get an update, but not one about how the tournament's going. We want to know about Ryan's brackets that he filled out. He filled out one in my son's 9U baseball tournament fundraiser thing, and one here at the station. And you had a special way of choosing your team. So tell us about that. And how are you doing?
They're both doing really well, Annie. Thanks for asking. The first one is the first one for your pool is I did it team's proximity to the White House.
Oh. And I asked him when he told me this originally. I'm like, Like, as the bird flies, he goes, no driving.
Driving. Yeah, because that's how Google brought it up. So that one's doing second to dead last.
He comes in and he goes, Annie, there are some people in the pool who didn't get their picks in. I need to know if those people are going to qualify for last place.
Yeah, because in your pool, dead last pays out.
Yes.
Which is rare. I've never seen that before.
Yes. That's because I keep asking, like, everybody to participate.
Here's a consolation prize, even if you don't know anything. That one's going really well because I'm close to cashing out dead last. But the second one, the Entercom, like the larger pool for all of us at work here, that I don't even know if you guys are in or not.
No,
I didn't see your names. But
I've been watching.
All right, we hear you.
I'm in second place in that one. There's only one person in front of me in that one.
How'd you pick it?
I based it on how they voted in the 2016 election, their state.
So good.
And then if it was two red states going against each other, I went back to the 2012 election. And then if it was before that, I just picked.
The research.
I love it.
Yeah. I love it.
All right. Well, we'll continue to update you on Ryan's brackets. Basically, whenever I need to fill time and I see Ryan.
Ryan's brackets. March Madness. Oh, it's so good.
Let's do this.
And now it's time to play. Is Annie okay with this?
We need to get Alien Ant Farm on this. We need to bump Michael Jackson to the curb and
I like
upgrade
that.
To
I
the...
like that Alien Ant Farm version.
Now it's
I
time really for do. Annie, are you okay? Tommy C. Thomas here with you. You're probably thinking to yourself, man, oh man, I've heard that voice before, and you tell you what, you're right. Tommy C. Thomas is a total ripoff, by the way. Tom West used to be at the point.
A footnote.
It's his
in
character.
His tangent.
It's his character, not mine. And
oh
I just like it so much.
He is crying.
Steal it.
I love what you're
been on the radio for 24, going on 25 years now. It's great to be here. Great to talk with you.
Can you please do the rest of the segment like that?
48 after the hour, 56 degrees in the game.
I think I've called him a sleazoid.
Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
No, don't stop.
So good. I love this show so much.
All right.
Especially when you're on it.
Yes.
Oh. Oh. Have you heard about this one, this story here? It's a crazy story right here.
You got her while she was drinking, man. You got to give her some warning.
You guys ever wear those? You guys ever wear the hoodie? You know, it's a sweatshirt?
Yes, we know. We know what a hoodie is.
Hood goes over. Usually got a pocket right there in front. Put your hands in it.
It's a hoodie.
The new hoodie has a built-in pocket to hold a warm slice of pizza. Pizza pie, can you believe this?
Pizza?
You're going to tell me some company created a brand new hoodie. It's got I got a pocket right there to put your pizza in it.
Oh,
can't hold your pizza with your hands, people.
Is the pocket lined to?
Product's called the Pizza Pocket Hoodie. Just went up on Kickstarter. It's a hooded sweatshirt with a big insulated triangular pocket on the front. Triangular. A lot of people cut their pizzas triangular. Some people
what
cut
if
it in
it's
squares.
Emos?
I said, what are you doing cutting my pizza in squares, you weirdo? They go in triangles. Everybody knows that.
I can't anymore. I cannot anymore from this moment.
Oh, my gosh.
It's got this insulated triangular pocket in the front. It's perfect for storing a warm slice of pizza.
Oh, no.
What? Let me ask something, Annie. Let me ask you this question right here. You
please.
Okay with keeping food in a closed pocket?
I have to think about that. In a closed pocket.
In your closed pocket.
This is bad because I have small children, 3 under 10, and if they saw this on television or an ad for this, they would think that that is socially acceptable behavior. And then I would be finding pizza and like cereal and cheese sticks and all the sorts of things.
Applesauce.
Mommy, I wanted to eat it later. Well, you're not.
Tater tots.
Ugh.
You're going to eat all your tots.
And it's going to be so cheesy in the clothes. It's going to get in all the fabric and everything of the clothes.
Oh, my God.
What a good gimmick. Not for me, though. Are you walking,
Annie? All right, all right. You think a new You think a hoodie with a built-in pocket for your pizza is something ridiculous?
All right, all right, all right.
Let me hit you with this one right here. I don't know if you heard about this story that I'm about to read to you right now. Potato chip-flavored ice cream is now a thing that exists. What kind of ding-dong wants to eat ice cream that tastes like potato chips?
The ice cream tastes like potato chips? This isn't like Lay's potato chips tasting
like ice
cream?
There's an
ice cream
brand out there called Enlightened. It just added a new flavor, a couple new flavors, two, three new flavors to its lineup that combines chocolate, salted fudge, and potato chips.
Fudge.
It's called All That in a Bag of Chips. Oh, it's ice cream that tastes like potato chips.
Is that spelled F-U-H-D-G-E?
Fudge.
Fudge. Let me ask you this question now, Annie and Gabe and Katie. Go ahead. You answer this question,
thank
too.
Thank you so much.
You okay with your ice cream tasting like a daggone potato chip?
Daggone. Daggone.
I think ice cream and potato chips. Where can you go?
Salty.
I look up to say something to Katie. She's gone. She's under the table, literally. I think that potato chips and ice cream could probably taste good together. Just like
it's
French
possible.
Fries. Do you ever have a frosty?
A French fries. Yes.
It's the most excited Katie's been all day.
I'm going to go home on my way home and do that.
French fry frosty?
Yes. That's why I think it could be successful. That
do you
right
want,
there.
Do you want them to be together in the same flavor and consistency?
I think I would like dipping a chip into a bowl of ice cream and having that crunch, but also that dairy. That would be really appealing to me.
No, I had an ice cream that actually had pretzel pieces in it, and that was actually
that's
pretty
not bad.
Good.
Yeah.
That was really, it was really, because it's chocolate covered pretzel
yes.
kind of idea. Yeah,
I like
so that.
So
that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Although, daggone chips, I'm not sure about that. Sorry, I caught you while you were drinking again.
In the fudge. I am walking
Danny. All right, all right. Here's the most probably ridiculous one of the whole thing I never saw in my life.
Life.
Apparently, this is a thing around the country, our great country, the United States, red, white, and blue. I love her so much, but I don't know about this.
You don't say.
Milk Coke. I'm talking about Milk Coke is surprisingly popular. And yes, it's exactly what you're thinking it is, Annie. You take your milk and you mix it with Coca-Cola.
No.
Did you know
like
this?
Like a float.
No. Katie, did you even know this was a thing?
I didn't.
Did you even know this was a thing that exists in this world? This crazy world.
The cliffs of insanity.
Round and round and round. It don't matter what you do. You can't stop the world from turning. It's kind of a big thing. Hashtag Milk Coke has been trending online.
Do you need more sugar or less sugar?
Now they're coming out of the woodwork on the social media machine talking about how much they love Milk Coke.
That's disgusting.
This is Tony in need of carbs right
now. A lot of people on the internet claiming that it tastes like a root beer float. I can't imagine how it would possibly do that. I love myself a root beer float.
It's the non sequiturs I love.
No. It's just this. That's disgusting. You can't mix milk with anything. Milk is the one thing, like, would you ever finish your kid's bowl of cereal?
No.
Isn't that nasty? Isn't there
it's something about it.
Anybody here old enough to remember the television show Laverne and Shirley?
Yes. David finishes my bowl of cereal.
It was Penny Marshall's favorite. This was Penny Marshall. God rest her soul, Penny Marshall. This is so funny. Katie, I don't know if you ever saw any of the stuff that she did. So many people kept me so happy, all laughing that she provided.
World's Terminator.
God rest her soul. But she put milk in her Coca-Cola.
That's disgusting.
Annie, let me ask you this. You okay with putting soda in your milk?
No, that's terrible.
It's gross.
It's absolutely gross. Like, would you finish someone's ice cream? Like, if your kid had ice cream, a concrete or something, would you eat some of that?
Now, if
you'd share it.
It needed to still be semi-solid.
Yes.
Like, I can do semi-solid melted ice cream, right? But
soupy.
Once it goes liquid
dairy,
I'm done.
Yeah, that's weird, but
I'm out.
Completely with you. Are you walking, Danny?
I got so many dang crazy stories here, I don't even know which one to go with next.
Shake the sheets.
All right, I'm going to try this one right here. Maybe we can find something that makes sense in this world. Del Taco. You ever had Del Taco?
No.
I'll tell you what, you can keep your Taco Bell any day of the week. You can put that in your back pocket somewhere, but a Del Taco,
that's where the food is at.
We did the pizza pocket story, Katie. We were past that now.
Fireman on YouTube wants you to do 20 questions like that.
Come on,
I know
Katie.
It's Friday, but we got to get through this stuff.
Come on, Katie.
Del Taco has announced a candle That smell. No, excuse. I can't even read this dang thing.
Turn on the light.
They have created soap. Del Taco has created a bar of soap that smells like French fries. Now, why in the world?
Del Taco has French fries?
I love French fries.
Who doesn't?
I love fried food, period. You ever been to the Missouri State Fair?
Missouri.
They got so much fried food there, you ain't even going to be able to believe what you're looking at. But Del Taco has created a soap that smells like French fries. So now you get you wash up, you get ready to go to church on a Sunday morning, and you're going to walk in smelling like a daggone McDonald's.
That's clearly what you want.
Annie, are you okay with soap that smells like French fries?
I'm okay with its existence. Would I use it? Yeah, not so much. I am walking in.
I like all these different ways that we've been using potatoes.
Do you have a name? Oh, what did you? What's your name? Tony?
Tommy C. That wasn't Tommy C. Thomas. Tommy C. Thomas is the puking radio guy. That guy just got created right there on
Let's
the spot.
Let's name him.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you
can
name
Geraldine.
He needs a name by Monday. Yes. You can tweet at TonyColombo97.
Jim Bob Johnson.
What that name should be. I don't know.
Been playing country music on the radio for 47 years.
You're a combination of like five different people in my head that I know that have morphed together. Gabe, St. John the Philosopher, go subscribe to him on YouTube. That's it. Dave, help. Come in here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.